In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today's Mass is being offered, especially for the repose of the soul of Eleanor Romero Morse. Please continue to pray for Moses Marquez, and the whole of the Marquez family, who are still trying to be able to bring Moses to a greater sense of health. There's a lot of people in our community who are needing prayer for health. You know who some of those are. Those who you don't know, just think of the usual suspects that you haven't seen at Mass in a while. Those are the ones. And in addition to that, please pray especially that the work of the evil one, the devil, the accuser, would not be present in our parish. I've received a number of calls recently about such kinds of activity. And so we need to pray hard. Our Lady destroys devils. Saint Joseph is the terror of demons. No evil one likes the rosary because she's the one who sends them packing. Keep praying the rosary. Today's the miracle of the sun. It was 103 years ago that Our Lady appeared in Fatima and gave the grace that she desired to give, although it was not as great or as grand as it would have been had Our Lady's words been heeded, and if it were not prevented from the children being able to pray the rosary as they were called to do because of the work of the government. But it was still fascinating and a great work that has proven what Our Lady promised in her promises, that the faith would not depart from Portugal, where they have strong devotion, strong faith, even among those who are less observant. I remember, as I'm sure Barbara could talk to you about her own experiences there. Maybe Yvette, you're going to lead your next pilgrimage to Fatima. I don't know. You're a good pilgrimage leader, so we'll wait and see for that. But even I remember one time when I was getting my cab driver, who was taking me from the airport one time over to the shrine, all he wanted to talk to us about was Fatima, how much it meant to him, how often he prayed his rosary as he was going through, as a young man, how often he was dedicated to her. And she said, oh yeah, she came for us. She came for us. She's our mother. So when we get discouraged and we see that maybe there isn't the same kind of faith we want to see here, realize that our little corner is not the church. The church is much, much larger. God is doing great things in souls that seek him. Our job is to make sure that we're the ones who seek him first. Isn't that what the gospel is pointing out? It's the Pharisees there. The Pharisees are worried about everybody else observing the laws which they themselves made, which are good. They're good things to do. But is that what the heart of the gospel is? It's not about... One of the things that the Pharisees were known to do for is to make the little things out to be the big things and leaving the big things aside. Another place in the gospel, he says, you observe the small things, but you leave the weightier things out, the later things of mercy. If you look at the context of what is here, and if you've been following the readings, remember we go pretty much in order through a gospel as we're going through it. The context of him saying this is what? He's saying, I desire mercy and not sacrifice. That's why he says, if you really want to do what's great, then give alms. Because the giving of alms, the giving of gifts to the poor who can in no way pay you back, covers over a multitude of sins. It's not a New Testament teaching. That's something that is spoken explicitly in the Old Testament as well. And so that's what the movement that our Lord is calling us to observe at this time, to make sure that we do not leave aside the more weighty things. So I'll be honest, probably saying, hey, Father, why is it that after almost every time we celebrate Mass or any time we have a liturgical activity, one of the first things you do after you say something nice and smile at me is that you say, hey, do this. You didn't do this. You need to do that. How many times have I told you to do that thing? Well, go ahead and let's try and actually do it this time. Huh? You're saying, Father, those are the little things. And he doesn't retort back and say, hey, Father, remember when you said this at Mass, those words weren't as clear as they should have been. So he doesn't return the favor in that direction. That shows that maybe he's higher on the way of holiness than I, or maybe I'm trying to form him to be a really observant priest and he's not taking the opportunity to jab me back. Who knows? But it's important to do the little things, but we also ought to make sure that we do the big things in the greater way. That's really what our Lord is calling us to. So what are the little things that you and I are leaving out? Maybe there's a lot of them, but are we hitting the big things? Are we making sure that we're showing mercy to those who are around us? Are we refusing to judge people when we know we probably could judge them? Are we refusing to go out there and to just say something because I know it's going to really get under somebody's skin? Whereas I'll just hold back and bite my tongue, even though I know they would take that opportunity if they had it. Observe the weightier things. To show mercy, to give those alms in that same way. That's the real pattern of holiness. In truth, that's not what I was planning on preaching on today at all. In fact, none of that. I wanted to share with you a reading from Columba Marmion, a great saint. And I think because some of you struggle with your prayer time, maybe it would be good to share that with you. He has this beautiful message that I came across during my holy hour about making sure that the light stays burning bright within us, kind of an expression of the soul saying, I need you more, God. And if what somebody told me is that they're trying to shut us out of church or to restrict things beginning this weekend is true, maybe that's something that we need a little more at this time. Don't be distracted by that thought right now. Listen to the words of St. Columba Marmion, the abbot, the great Benedictine. He says, How blessed, how fortunate are those servants whom the Lord will find watchful when he comes. Blessed is the time of waiting when we stay awake for the Lord, the creator of the universe, who fills all things and transcends all things. How I wish that he would awaken me, his humble servant, from the sleep of slothfulness, even though I am of little worth to God. How I wish he would enkindle within me the fire of his divine love, the flames of his love that burn beyond the stars, the longing for his overwhelming delights and the divine fire that it may ever burn within me. How I wish that I might deserve to have my lantern always burning at night in the temple of the Lord, to give light to all who may enter the house of God. Give me, I pray you, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son and my God, that love that does not fail, so that my lantern burning within me and giving light to others may always be lighted and never extinguished. Jesus, our most loving Savior, be pleased to light our lanterns, so they may burn forever in your temple, receiving eternal light from you, the eternal light, to lighten our darkness and to ward off from us the darkness of the world. Give your light to my lantern, I beg you, my Jesus, so that by its light I may see that Holy of Holies which receives you as the eternal priest entering among the columns of your great temple. May I ever see you only. May I only look upon you. May I only long for you. May I gaze with love on you alone and have my lantern shining and burning always in your presence. O loving Savior, be pleased to show yourself to us who knock, so that in knowing you, we may love only you, love you alone, desire you alone, contemplate only you day and night, and always think of you. Inspire in us the depth of love that is fitting for you to receive you as God. So may your love pervade our whole being, possess us completely, fill all of our senses, that we may know no other love but love for you who are everlasting. May our love be so great that in the many waters of the sky, land, and sea cannot extinguish it within us, for many waters could not extinguish love. May this saying be fulfilled also within us, at least in part by your gift, who is Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom be all glory and honor, now and always and forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.